My wife got a secret new husband, my daughter got a secret new dad, and I got revenge. For 4 years, they coordinated and played me for a fool in a disgustingly elaborate way. This is how I found out what happened and what I did to get even. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell to turn on notifications. I need to get this off my chest. I lost my dignity, my pride, my love. I'm a man who will be walking the walk of shame because of what I did. I disowned and destroyed my own family. I'm 48 years old, and this story started when I was 20. I met a girl who I thought was perfect. She was 19. We just clicked. We had the perfect chemistry. We dated for 2 years before she got pregnant at 21, and then we moved in. I was living with my mom at that time. My father died when I was 15. My mom never remarried. She had a consultancy firm where I worked as a receptionist. My late father's business was sold off. It was a construction company since I was still young at the time. I became a father myself at 23 to a baby girl. She was the most beautiful girl. The bond between me and my girlfriend deepened after this. 2 years later, we get married. I joined a job as a computer programmer. I earned six figures because it was in high demand. Our lives take off. My wife wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I agreed, but also recommended to her that she can take up a part-time job to spend her time. Things take a turn when I was 29 and she was 28. Her father had a terrible accident that made him immobile from the waist down. If that wasn't bad, he was a sole earner. I had a talk with my mom, and my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and sister-in-law moved in with us. They lived in a rented place, and now their sole earner is immobile. Finances were the issue. My sister-in-law took up a part-time job, as did my wife, to support her family. During this time, I also inherited from my late grandmother's will, which was split into two and was put for a college fund and my insurance by my mother. I had no issues with it, but my wife wanted to buy a house with it so we can move out from here. I had no problem, but she specifically wanted to buy a house with her mother's name using my inheritance, and both the sisters would work to pay off my inheritance. This was the issue. A distance was forming between us because I found her proposal weird. 2 years passed by. My mother suffered a stroke as she had several clots and doctors needed to do surgery urgent and fast. It was successful, but my wife wanted my mom to stay at the hospital rather than come home because it would be difficult to have two at-home patients at once. I told her I agree, but I will hire a nurse. She denied. She wanted me to hire two nurses to take care of my father-in-law and my mom, or none. I told her she will have to pay for her father's expenses because I was already handling bills, groceries, taxes, our daughter's private school, and now this nurse. I won't be able to pay for her father's nurse. They should be able to afford it because both sisters make a combined income of nearly $60,000 a year, which was probably more than enough given that they lived and ate for free. My relationship with our daughter soured a bit at this time. She began disrespecting me and was mean to me openly. I thought she was just having child issues. She was 8 years old at the time. My mother had a speedy recovery, and she voiced her opinions that she wants to sell her consultancy firm and put the money in my name. My wife had an argument right there because she wanted to give it to our daughter and my wife, as I had already gotten my share of inheritance from my grandmother. What surprised me even more was that her mom and her dad were quiet about it. My mom reminded her that it was her money and she won't mind giving her inheritance as insurance plans. Nope, my wife had problems with me because, you see, we don't have a joint account. She can't access my account and I can't access hers. She wants a joint account. We had an argument and it was decided that my mom will give the whole amount of money to me, and that was the end of it. So a few months passed by like this. Unfortunately, my father-in-law passes away. It was harsh, especially to my wife. I tried to console her in every way I can. I handled both household and workload all by myself. I'm not bragging. I tried to do everything I could, but it was still not enough for her. The funeral was my responsibility. It goes well, but still, she'd complain how I could have done better. She began to sleep in a separate room with our daughter, who was 9 years old now. I convinced her to attend therapy until things settled down. We were intimate again, reconnected in a better and stronger way, but I sensed something was off with our daughter. She would shut me down every time I wanted to talk to her. It hurt seeing her like this. 2 years passed by as I tried to build a better bond with our daughter, and this time around, my mother passes away. away. She had another stroke and sadly could not survive. I was devastated by her loss. You see, she raised me all by herself for the majority of my life because my father was busy. It was also the reason I wanted our daughter to have a better relationship with both of us and was giving tremendous amount of effort to achieve that. I went into a depression, but there was no response from my wife. My daughter didn't even attend the funeral, and I was saddened by it. 2 months after my mother's death, my mother-in-law asked me if I could move out from my mother's house because I was overly depressed and I should get over it. I'm also ruining the atmosphere and it'll lighten me up. I calmly told her, I want to remind you of your husband's passing. You and both of your daughters were in grief for 6 to 7 months. We never asked you to move out. How dare you? You even asked me to move out of my own house. She was taken aback by this and went fully quiet by it. I talked to my wife regarding this, but she didn't give me any response. I guess it was 2 days later after this incident that I was grabbing something from the fridge and I noticed my daughter's phone. A text came through that read something like,
it's good that the old witch is gone now. You can have the house to yourselves and we can party on your birthday.
Excuse me? What? My daughter was 11 years old at the time, and what old witch? I read the conversation, and yes, she was referring to my mother. She called me an ape, controlling even though I never denied her anything except the things that I deemed was useless for her. She wanted a pony at 6 years old, a koala at 9, a panda, and her own car at 11. Who does that? I called my wife and I showed her these. Her response was mostly about me looking into our daughter's phone. We had an argument about it before she stormed off. She again began to sleep in a separate bed. I tried to make amends, but she shut me down. It took me agreeing to our daughter's birthday party to get her to talk to me again. So, 3 years passed by. For a quick review, my daughter is now 15 years old. I'm 38 and my wife is 37. I had to go to another city for 4 months. I landed another job that provided me with a ton of opportunities and even better pay. When I returned, my wife's entire demeanor changed around me. She quit her job and would hang out more with her friends, which I supported. She dressed up in more expensive and posh clothes, you get the idea. I thought it was a change of habit and I was fine with it. But our daughter just openly disrespected me, was mean right to my face. I kept trying and trying not to freak out. My mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and my wife were telling me that it was just hormones and that she's just a kid. I stayed upset, but yeah, I trusted them. The bedroom skyrocketed at this time between me and my wife. She was doing things that we liked and trying out new things, and I enjoyed every bit of it. Except for one day, she brought up the idea of me being caged, as in chastity caged. I shut her down immediately. We argued for a week before she got frustrated and dropped the topic. Our adult life dwindled here. Things got worse from here. My wife suddenly wants to go on a girls' trip with her sister-in-law and our daughter. I had no issues, as it would be great. I had to pay a nice sum of money for it, but it was okay. She didn't call me for 3 days. I only had chats with her mom and I chit-chatted here and there. It was odd for me. I asked her about this when she returned and she told me that she was just tired. I asked her to see photos. She saw a lot of friends, both male and female, and it sent me into alert because she assured me it was just her friends and a few male friends. I saw nothing suspicious, so I was okay. 2 months later, it was our daughter's birthday and I wanted to plan something for her. My wife asked not to, as she will celebrate it with a girls' night. I was taken aback and I voiced my opinion. Who takes their daughter to a girls' night? She told me it wasn't like that, but rather her friends and their daughters only. No drink was involved and I was fine with it. My birthday was around the corner after this event. Keep in mind, our adult life is bland now. It's once a week. I tried to initiate it more, but she always came up with excuses. I never celebrated my birthdays after my mom passed away, but each year my wife gives me gifts, so I kind of started to expect this. My wife tells me she has to go shopping with our daughter. She goes out for 6 hours. No calls, no texts, and no gifts. When I ask her about it, she tells me one of her friends got into an accident and she stayed there and she couldn't receive my calls. 2 weeks after this, my wife was showing me some pictures from our daughter's girls' camp, and our daughter called her that she needed her. She handed me her phone and went out of the room. A text came to our daughter that said,
"Hey, my dear daughter, I'm sorry for this late reply. I'm the lucky one to be your mom's boyfriend. Tell your mama I love her and kiss her for me. I'll text you soon."
It took me a whole minute to read that text over and over, and still I could not believe it. I scroll up to see my daughter texted this person to tell them, "I'm glad you're my mom's boyfriend. I really wish you were my dad. XOXO." What? I go to the toilet, I lock the door, and I read this conversation. All things noted, this guy is having an affair with my wife, and our daughter knows. This guy is having an affair, and our daughter knows. What in the world? I saw pictures of vacations, girls' trips, our daughter's birthday. They went to a candlelight dinner as a family. This man was kissing my wife right in front of our daughter, and my daughter pointed at them like it was some sort of romantic thing. What's more is that my sister-in-law knew? The more I scrolled down, the more my heart sank. It was this guy who gave my wife the idea about the chastity. It seemed to me that my daughter and wife were both texting him. What's more is that this account wasn't even of her real name. It was of a different username, but this guy knew everything about my family. Even on my birthday, my wife and my daughter were with this guy. At his house. What? He was over at my house. He slept on my bed while I was gone for 4 months. And even worse, this has been going on for 4 years? 4 whole years. I heard a loud bang on the toilet door. It was our daughter. I just came out and stared at her. This was the first time I stared at my daughter like this. The same daughter that I looked at with pride, love, and respect just sank to indifference and disappointment. I wasn't even angry. She was red and crying. She didn't know what to say. My wife was there, as was my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law. I just asked my mother-in-law if she knew what her daughter did. My wife responded, "We can talk." I don't know what came over me, but I just yelled out, "You shut the F up." I yelled this so loud that even the neighbors might have woken up. I questioned my mother-in-law again, and she nodded. She nodded. I looked at my daughter and I told her I'm sorry I couldn't be a better father, but I'll do this one thing for her and divorce her mother. I called my wife her mother for the first time while addressing her, so this guy can be her father whom she dearly wants. I looked at my wife and I told her she has 9 days to the end of the month to pack up and leave with her family. I'll hand over the divorce papers, but for now, move out. She kept crying, but my yelling and response caught her off guard. She knew I wasn't in the mood to argue or to talk. I gave up. It's over. This was it. I couldn't sleep that whole night. I just stared at the wall and my phone, looking at our family photos. The next morning, I tell my wife not to cook for me because I don't trust her. She might poison me. I'm not gonna lie, she broke down and I felt that I was out of line with this, and I was going to file for divorce today. She tried to talk, but I had none of it. My mother-in-law asked me to wait and listen to her before making my decision. I have a friend who's a lawyer. I meet him and lay all my cards on the table, and he just tells me this. "I've been a lawyer for 12 years. He's 41. And haven't seen a case infuriating and saddening as yours." He hugged me. He told me that his uncle is the family judge that will probably be handling my case. But before that, I need proof and loads of it. He gave me a number of someone who happens to be a private investigator. I hired him. I went through my daughter's phone, nothing. I talked to my wife. She told me sorry, sorry, sorry over and over again, but no remorse at all. My daughter, my sister-in-law, my mother didn't come anywhere near me. My daughter was even to the point of being afraid of me so much that she lived 2 days at her friend's house. Her friend's father called me, and I had to inform him of the whole situation. He said he's sorry. It's hard for him to believe what my daughter did, as it should be. No man could ever dream of being betrayed like this by their own children. The private investigator found the guy that my wife was cheating with. It turns out he's a coward from the countryside who fears commitments. He's a small-time thief, and he used to work at the same place as my wife. I hit his place with my lawyer, private investigator, and another friend who happens to be a police officer. I got him cornered on falsified claims, and he spilled the beans. It turns out he was attracted towards my wife and accepted a challenge from a coworker that he will have her. It soon turned out to be love. He was actually in love with my wife. It turns out it was him who called my mom a witch. He was even ready to provide a written statement / video of him confessing, any photos, and even a witness for exchange of a promise that word of this won't reach his office or his sickly mom, who's over 60 years old with a heart disease in the countryside, and a few $1,000. I agreed. My wife moved out with her family. She took a few more thousand from me to pay for a lease. ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. Now for the final chapter, the divorce hearing. And all of that will be in part 2, which is going to be in the very next video here on the channel. There is a whole lot more to this story, and the revenge is even more extreme than I expected, honestly. Part 2 to this is going to be in the very next video, but it's not going to be the first story. It will be the second story in that video. It's not going to be in the title, and it's not going to be the very first story that plays when you click on it. So go to the second story of the next video. Or when you subscribe, just hit the bell to turn on notifications so you don't miss it. If it's already out by the time you're watching this, it'll be linked at the top line of the description in the playlist. So up to this point in the story, this has got to be just earth-shattering. It seems like the husband wanted so bad just to have his family together. He comes off like he's being really supportive and understanding of his family, even despite all of the no-shows, the no calls from his wife, the weird ultimatums she puts him in, like where he has to agree to the terms of his daughter's birthday party so that they would talk again, and everything else. I mean, even the money aspect of things with the mom selling the consultancy firm to put it into his name ended up causing problems for him via the wife's reaction. If any one of those things was individually the only problem, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but one thing after another, it seems like he's constantly trying to just make it work when nobody else is really as flexible as he is. I was surprised that he actually hunted down the new guy, the one that the daughter is calling the dad that she wished she had. I think that is probably the thing that broke him the most more than anything. The fact that despite everything that the OP feels that he's done for his daughter and his wife, his daughter said that she wishes this guy, this random guy, was her dad. And somehow in this bizarre bubble between the mom, the mother-in-law, and the daughter, they all just lived in this reality where this was completely fine. I mean, imagine spending your whole life working to support your family, and then they have this massive, elaborate trick that they're playing on you, really, seemingly without even a moment of hesitation. It's like it's second nature to them, at least the way that it reads here. So in this situation, let me know what you would do and check back for part 2 in the very next video. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories in this series, use the playlist at the top of the description. And next time you live stream, use the cream of the crop music. Search for Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever music platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your stream. It's free. Cream of the Stream. Either way, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys next time.